Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The Eastern meadowlark is known for its bright yellow breast, a black V bib that extends down from its neck onto its breast, and brown feathers of its back subtly marked with lighter and darker shades, allowing it to blend in with the fields of dry grasses where it prefers to live. In the early 1700s, colonial naturalist Mark Catesby called the Eastern meadowlark the large lark, because of its somewhat chunky, quail-like size, beautiful song, and preference for its open meadows. It reminded Catesby of the smaller skylark of Europe, although these two species are not closely related. The Swedish botanist Linnaeus gave the meadowlark its scientific species name Magna, meaning large, based on Catesby's common name. Less than a century later, ornithologists agreed that the meadowlark was not a lark, and that it seemed to be a starling. And the first part of its scientific name, Sternella, means little starling. But wrong again. Superbly adapted to its environment and differing from its closest relatives as a result, today we know the Eastern meadowlark for what it truly is, a member of the all-American blackbird family. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One distinctive feature of the Eastern meadowlark is the black bib on its brilliant yellow breast, a black V whose arms begin on the sides of the throat and extend down to form a V or crescent on the middle of its breast. The bib is most prominent in spring as a male meadowlark perches atop a fence post or weed stem to defend his territory with song. Eastern meadowlark songs are heard year-round, but in spring, males spend much more time singing. In spring, a male may sing nearly one song per minute. Each song is a descending series of slurred, flute-like whistles. All this advertising atop a conspicuous perch might make a meadowlark more vulnerable to predators, but at a distance, the presence of the black bib has a useful visual impact. For the casual onlooker scanning the field, the black bib separates the meadowlark's head from its body, thus breaking up the outline of the bird. The pattern is called disruptive coloration. Such markings as the meadowlark's bib are characteristic of many open country birds that spend much of their time on or near the ground. Killdeer, horned larks, northern flickers, and dickcissels all have similar disruptive color pattern. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Meadowlarks are birds of prairies and grasslands and are found from southern Canada to western Panama. It was once believed that all North American meadowlarks were the same species, but in 1844, naturalist John James Audubon noted that he had found a meadowlark in the west that was similar to those of the east, but that sang a different song. His discovery was hotly debated, but he was correct. We have two species of meadowlarks in North America, the Eastern meadowlark and the Western meadowlark. The Western meadowlark was given the scientific name Neglecta because it had been neglected by scientists who had assumed it was the same as the eastern bird. Birds from the arid grasslands of the Great Plains east are generally eastern meadowlarks. Those to the west tend to be western meadowlarks. Both are known from Florida, but the western meadowlark is a rare winter visitor in Florida. Song is the best way to distinguish these birds. That of the eastern meadowlark is flute-like and simple, consisting of few notes. That of the western meadowlark is more complex and has a gurgling or bubbling character to it. Western meadowlarks have paler plumage than eastern meadowlarks and also have yellow from the throat extending onto the bird's cheeks. Eastern meadowlarks have buffy cheeks. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The diet of the eastern meadowlark includes about 75% insects, including large numbers of grasshoppers and crickets. In winter, the meadowlark's diet shifts to include more weed seeds and waste grain. Most of a meadowlark's feeding is done on the ground. Its bill is long and straight, and not at all heavy enough to crack seeds. Its bill is used more like a pair of forceps to quickly grab an insect or to pick up tiny seeds. A meadowlark finds most of its food on the surface, but it also has an interesting method for exploring for insects just beneath the surface of the ground and in other soft substrates, such as the excrement of cattle. It pokes its closed bill into the surface and forcefully opens it to gain a view of whatever is present. As a bird bander who has trapped perhaps 1,000 meadowlarks, I've experienced the meadowlark's bill-opening behavior many times and demonstrate it to students. With the bird in hand, I close my fingers over its bill, and the meadowlark immediately responds by forcefully opening them. Since a meadowlark's bill is long and slender instead of heavy, as in a finch, a meadowlark is not capable of cracking open a seed. It must consume small stones and other grit that help it grind up weed seeds in its gizzard. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. An eastern meadowlark's yellow breast and black bib are obvious as it defends its territory and begins nesting in spring. Then, meadowlarks are widely spaced in open grassy habitats. But in fall and winter, meadowlarks are mostly dull brown birds with a buff-colored breast with barely a hint of yellow or their black bib. Why do they look so different at different seasons? Through their annual molt between August and October, a meadowlark loses its bright plumage and replaces it with new feathers and a different appearance. Greater modeling of the fall meadowlark's back and the dullness of its buff-colored breast allow the meadowlark to blend in with dried winter grasses. Bright colors are social signals, important in aggression and courtship. Brighter birds likely being more able to intimidate a rival and to attract a mate. In fall, meadowlarks live in small flocks, and lacking the bright colors may be important in maintaining harmony. Meadowlarks do not have to molt again to get their spring colors. The colors are already there, just hidden. The tip of each new feather grown in the fall is buff-colored, and the buffy tips overlap, hiding the brighter colors of spring. Through the winter, those buffy tips wear away, gradually revealing the bird's spring finery. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.